Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lori Madden, and here are today's top local stories. As we deal with what is expected to be another heat wave, as we just heard from Matt, the city has opened cooling centers, and the MTA is keeping an eye on the tracks.
Mayor Adams at the city's Emergency Response Center in Brooklyn.
The entire apparatus is coordinating together,
including Con Ed, which says it's ready, and the MTA. MTA head Jano Lieber.
All of our cars are inspected when they go out of the yard and when they come back to make sure that the AC is functioning.
City beaches are open until 6 during this heat wave, and large pools have extended hours. Health Commissioner Dr. Ashwin Dasan says we should stay hydrated, get indoors, check on others, and listen to our bodies.
The skin becomes either excessively hot or excessively cool over time. That is a bad sign.
Roger Stern, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Winds News Time 3:34. Nassau County's bill that reinstates a ban on transgender athletes from playing in women and girls sports at county-owned facilities signed into law today, and State Attorney General Letitia James has sued the county, saying the bill mirrors the measure that was thrown out by a court in February for being discriminatory. The New York Civil Liberties Union is also suing. Supporters of the measure, spearheaded by County Exec Bruce Blakeman, claim it's necessary because transgender females have competitive advantages. All rise. Aaron Judge is making Yankees history again.
Yeah, the Yankee captain, last time they left Baltimore in early May, was batting under 200, but his average is up over 100 points since then, and his 34 home runs, the most in franchise history before the All-Star break. But Judge, who also leads the majors with 85 RBIs, says those numbers aren't important.
Don't really try to focus on what our stats, personal stats. It's just about trying to get wins.
Which the Yanks have 58 of, and Judge added his early season struggles never got to him.
It's baseball. You know, things like that happen. You can't worry about that. Can't worry about getting booed. You know, we were winning ball games. That's all that really mattered to me.
Yankees will start the second half just one game off the division lead, while the Mets are in a wild card spot. Mark Rene, 1010 Winds Sports on 92.3 FM.
The Republican National Convention kicking off in Milwaukee and already making headlines. Keeping tabs on the proceedings for us is 1010 Winds reporter Mac Rosenberg. Mac.
Well, Lori, the freshman senator from Ohio, J.D. Vance, is the choice for a vice president on the ticket with Donald Trump. He would be the third youngest vice president in history. He's going to turn 40 next month. After the attempted assassination of the former president over the weekend, Vance on Twitter said, quote, "The central premise of the Biden campaign is that President Donald Trump is an authoritarian fascist who must be stopped at all costs. That rhetoric led directly to President Trump's attempted assassination," end quote. Vance is a Marine Corps vet from the Iraq War. He has a law degree from Yale, and he's best known for his memoir that became a movie, Hillbilly Elegy, which detailed his childhood struggles. Policy-wise, he's generally against U.S. intervention in foreign conflicts. He has opposed U.S. aid to Ukraine, saying it would not fundamentally change the reality on the ground. Vance has also spoken against cutting Social Security. He has introduced legislation as well to ban gender-affirming care for minors and a bill to get rid of diversity programs in the federal government. Now, the attempted assassination of the former president over the weekend has changed a lot about the convention. The program remains unchanged. We are going to hear from a lot of speakers, including Donald Trump Jr. tonight. But the content is changing. Trump, former president, telling the Washington Examiner he has rewritten Thursday's nomination acceptance speech, moving away from attacks on President Biden and toward an attitude of unity. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM, live in the newsroom.
We could be in for some downpours this week, and the city is trying something new to stem the tide of flooding. Porous pavement that can soak up water. We got a peek in Borough Park.
It looks like asphalt with little threads running through it. Porous pavement is one tool in the DEP's storm resiliency toolkit. DEP Commissioner Rit Agrawal said it's being installed along 7 miles of curb here in Borough Park, Sunset Park, and Kensington.
And our modeling shows that this porous pavement will keep 35 million gallons of stormwater out of the sewers each year. which again frees up capacity for other rainwater in that major storm, helps mitigate flooding, and keeps our harbor as clean as it can be.
The $32 million project in Brooklyn will be followed by similar projects in flood-prone areas of the Bronx and Queens. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Borough Park, Brooklyn.
What a tale of survival this is. Officials say a New York City man who went swimming off Breezy Point in Queens got swept out to sea and wound up 2 miles off Sandy Hook in New Jersey, where he was rescued by fishermen. Middletown, New Jersey police say 34-year-old Pete Ordain told them he was pulled out by the tide and was treading water for several hours until he was found by commercial fishermen. They brought him to Monmouth Cove Marina. He refused medical treatment. They say he's going to be okay. Well, he got apparently caught up in a very strong current, which you've been hearing authorities warn you about all summer. That's the case on Long Island.
Town of Hempstead Supervisor Don Clavin says never, ever go into the water when lifeguards are not on duty. This after a record 250 people were rescued off the beaches because of the rip current over the weekend.
We had two individuals who went in the water at about 8:15 at night. They are lucky they are alive today.
And two sharks were spotted in Hewlett Point Beach, the first shark sightings in the town this summer. Lifeguards here are trained to spot sharks in the water.
These are smaller units, jet skis and smaller boats that can come up to the shoreline, because the initial sightings we have seen in this region the last couple of years have included bull sharks that actually like to come up to the waiting area.
Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Lido Beach.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.